For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. We've got a lot of stuff going on here. Playoffs tonight. Can't wait for game one. Panthers going to Tampa Bay, man. It's just last 5 years. Either the Lightning or the Panthers have gone to the Stanley Cup Finals. Just what a great – we're dominating hockey now, man. Florida's dominating hockey. Crazy to say that. All right, so anyway, we'll have more. Billy Lindsay's going to join us coming up about 13, 14 minutes from now. We'll talk to Billy about getting set for this and getting some guys back and the Matthew Tkachuk back, hopefully. And at the end of the year, man, wasn't even about – winning games, although they did win some games, but about resting guys who were banged up, giving them time off and trying to get everybody as healthy as possible for this game one tonight. And then, of course, Ekblad will be back for game three. That will be the game down here, first game down here later on. So got a lot of great stuff going on here. We've got Heat back in action tomorrow, game two. And, of course, the other story, yes, you know what that is. We got the draft coming up. By the way, before we get going on this 7 o'clock hour, I got to tell you, last night, when you get a great performance, you got to mention, you got it from Max Meyer, Marlins' former first-round pitcher, first-rounder, six innings pitch, 14 strikeouts last night, no walks in a 6-3 win. Kyle Stowers had a three-run homer. A couple of guys, Ramirez and Simon, got their first playing time last night, got their first major league hit. So really cool stories. They're going to be bringing some guys up, and Griffin Conine went down, so it's allowed them some he'll be out for a while. So now some more guys, some of their top prospects that all those trades were made are now going to get a chance to play. But Max Meyer has been unbelievable so far. 41 strikeouts here so far, and just unbelievable. 41 strikeouts, only 7 walks this season. So he's been just outstanding as a starter so far. So we wanted to give him a shout-out this morning for that. Marlins and Reds back at it here on a Taco Tuesday, too. The old Taco Tuesday with your ticket. Get some tacos and a cold beer, and go watch the Reds play. All right, besides all that, Woody, you called me out pretty good, and I deserve it. I'm not saying, and the more I think about it, including two of my friends and former teammates have already texted me, you're joking, right? You're doing this for showbiz. They go, usually you let the other guy do that. And I go, no, we don't do that. We never have said, you take this side and I take that. We don't do that.
What does that mean, usually you let the other guy do it? What does that mean?
Well, one guy take one side, one guy take the other, like made up stuff. But I
think you truly believe this. But
no, I do. I think you should take, because I just don't know. I don't believe, and I know Omar gets after me about this too. Now I'm naming all the people. The cornerbacks are grow on trees and down at the park.
Yeah.
And you can just go down here to Dade County and there's 7 kids walking around that are like, I can cover.
Hey, man, look.
I'm good.
There has been nobody at the Dolphins that's been able to figure this recipe out, okay? So I don't have any issue. Like,
Woody,
people could say whatever they want
at this
point.
Woody, you're right.
I don't disagree with anyone. I don't think there's a single area on the team that does not need to be addressed. So that's just my opinion.
But that's just taking everything. This is your typical, it's raining and the world's coming to an end.
It just means that, like, there's no position that if they were to draft at 13, like, I would be upset. Because, I just don't think they are. Let me ask you, are they better than Buffalo at any position on the field?
They are
better. You do your little, what is that thing you do, your board?
Don't worry about my board.
But I'm curious, because you do your board, and I know that you can match up to positions. Do we match up well with Buffalo?
Yeah, I would take
any position.
Yeah, I would take our wide receivers over their wide receivers.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, your best wide receiver is a massive question mark right now.
What's a massive question mark? Because what happened? Domestic?
I have no idea if he's going to make it to training camp. Do you?
Is that what your thing is going to be that you think?
First of all, you're the one that said you think he lost a step. I have no idea. I thought it was the two
deep. Oh, now you bounced to something
else. I thought
it
was the two deep that was bothering him.
Still really good.
But that defense is just so tough to overcome.
You're listening to other people finally good. Thank
you
for
doing that.
No,
I'm just trying to rile you up this morning.
No, but
I know that bothers you.
But if you're going to say something and I tell you something back, you can't just tell me that all of a sudden.
But can you give me 100% that Tyreek is going to, like, be all good
but
to
you're
go
going,
by training camp?
I tell
I'm asking you, can you give me 100%?
No, but I tell you, but that's so stupid. Yes, I think there's almost 100% chance he's going to be ready to
there's
go.
There's almost 100%, okay.
You can't, you want to talk about.
I hope so, man. I hope you're right.
You're just throwing out right now. You really are. You just decide that now you're going to go, let me make this. I won't even go injury. I'll just throw out whether a guy's going to be able to play. If he's going to be in trouble.
Do you believe he's lost a step? Because that you have said.
Yeah, but his steps still.
I keep tabs on everything you say.
I know you do. You're good. But saying that there are a lot of teams would love to have him with that little step. That
I don't ask if other teams would like to have him. I'm talking about our team.
Let's talk about the other side, minus the quarterback who throws those guys. Who do you love so much in Buffalo at that receiver position? Who are you madly in love with?
I don't.
Well, you asked me.
I guess the problem is that they have quarterback that
yes.
figured out.
And one of the two or three best quarterbacks in football. They do have that.
But I'm just saying, man, you look at that offensive line situation. Or
theirs is
a
lot
receiver
better.
Situation. Well, yeah, I know there's obviously theirs is better.
But you
Jalen
just hit
Waddle
it.
Struggles to stay healthy. That's one problem.
Oh,
and then
God.
Tyreek, you know, is to me, Tyreek is a big question mark. I don't. You seem to be like, oh, he's just going to be good. Did they talk to him? Did they have a sit down with him? And everything's good now? He gets
I don't
it.
Know, but everything you just bring up is like.
Does he get it now, finally, at this point in his career?
I'm surprised you haven't said, well, I don't trust Chubb and Jalen Phillips and, you know, those guys and their pass rushing guys.
Hey, I don't trust Tyreek for obvious reasons, man. Come on now.
Good. You don't have to. Hopefully he's out to prove everybody wrong and he's done now. Maybe he's going to lay low for a while. But you're right. We have another month and a
half. Well.
We have a month and a half coming up after minicamp, and that's not his best friend.
You never know. He might have an Instagram model football camp at his house. You never know what's going to happen.
You're an idiot. You're such an idiot.
But you never know.
You're an
I'm
idiot.
Being serious.
You're an idiot. Man.
I wish it was a joke. Do you realize that was last offseason?
Do me a favor. If you're going to crap on the draft for the Dolphins.
I'm not crapping on the draft.
If
I am
you
telling
are,
you that I think Tyreek Hill is a question mark for multiple reasons.
So we're getting ready for the draft, and you're worried about Tyreek Hill, and I'm telling you not to be worried
I think
about
Tyreek
Hill.
I think it's an area of concern. You keep saying he's your best player.
Yeah.
And you could not sit here today and guarantee me that he is going to behave until
not,
the
not
start
after what
of the
just
season.
Happened. I will not. I told you I would not go 100% on anything with
him. Okay, thank you.
That's all.
Thank you. You said close to 100%.
I did say that.
Ago.
I like
you
that.
You Omar'd me on 100%. Omar, 100% he'll be here for game one. Okay.
I can't trust when he gets a little fired up in his own time. Somebody sets him off. I can't do that. But
maybe you could be his full-time babysitter.
No, that's
send you over there.
Nah, I got enough of my own stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to skip on that one. Hey, Bill Lindsay's gonna join us coming up. Panthers radio analyst. We'll talk to him as we get set for the Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Oh my God! Did I see 8:30 start though. Woody, did they trying to? They aren't trying to poop on our party a little
not
bit.
Not exactly early morning.
No, not thinking about us on that game, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll be ready to go. Hey, I tell you who else is ready to go for you every day, and that's your South Florida Chevy dealers. I just want to let you know, if you are looking for a new SUV, if you're looking not only for a new SUV, but maybe a new Silverado truck, now's the time, man. Now's the time. We got some great deals going on for you. I do want to tell you, not about the Tahoes and Suburbans. Yeah, if you need big and comfortable, they got you covered like nobody's business. But I do want to let you know, when it comes to a midsize SUV, the all-new Equinox and the 2025 Traverse has got everything you need, man. Great look, more space, comfortable for everybody, plenty of room for the cargo. It may be midsize, but boy, it's got a look and a feel of something that you get a lot more out of. And I want you to check out the new Silverado trucks. Really, when I talk about Silverado trucks, it's like they've custom made a Silverado truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. And for people that make a living out of a truck, you need something strong, durable, that can do it all for you. Boy, I'll tell you what, including four strong options when it comes to engines, each one delivering commanding power with rolled formed high strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie downs, the hardest working bed in the business, will help you conquer your toughest jobs. And if you do work 6-7 days a week, because that's what you do, man, you make extra money when you can, Silverado is going to be there for you to have a great experience. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers and a nice test drive going on right now.
This hockey update is brought to you by Deck and Drive, the official brick paver installer of the Florida Panthers.
Panthers and Lightning game one tonight. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. The best show in town tonight, man. And what a rivalry this thing has turned into. Tampa Bay and Florida Lightning and the Panthers. Oh, my gosh. Billy Lindsay, Panthers radio color analyst, former Panther player, joins us this morning as he gets set for this game one. Here we go again, man. The names don't seem to change very much. Kucherov and Point and all the rest of them. And they're so identical. I saw the numbers last night, Billy. I was shocked at how close they are across the board through this rivalry over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. And this is getting heated. This is the fourth time in 5 years that we meet in the playoffs. And the first couple of times we met, Tampa Bay had a better team than us, and they were able to get through it. Last year, I felt we had a significantly better team. This year, I don't know who does. It's even. It's you go through this. There's going to be a lot of variables, bounces, right plays at right times. This is going to be one heck of a series, and you're talking about emotion and heat and passion and having a little bite and edge to it. This series is going to have it all and try and take it to the next level. There's a good chance whoever wins this series comes out of the Eastern Conference, Joe.
Yeah, man, this got all the great stuff. Hey, so when Matthew Tkachuk got here, I still remember the press conference. Everybody was fired up. We got him. He got into a long-term contract. And one of the first things out of his mouth is the Tampa Bay thing is over. He went right after, like, the Tampa Bay, that's about ready to change, this thing with Tampa Bay. I thought that was the coolest thing. Let's talk about Matthew Tkachuk. Do you expect him to play tonight? Now they're saying it's kind of a game-time decision. I feel like he's going to play. What do you think?
He's getting close. So he's passed all the hurdles. He's gone through the skates. And this is one time that it's going to be out of Tkachuk's hands and also Paul Maurice. I believe it's going to be down to the doctors to give the okay.
Wow.
Because with a groin injury, you're susceptible to, if you come back too early, that thing's just like going to be like a time bomb in your leg. It's going to go off again. So this has to be healed. He's passing every step. If he gets through this morning skate, everything's good. And again, he says in the stops and starts, conditioning seems to be all right. And the doctors push the button and say, okay,
yeah,
he's good to go. And he's green lighted, then everything is going to be okay. If the doctors say, look, this might need, if 2 more days might be really, really, really helpful for this injury, then they'll go with 2 more days. They'll wait. So a lot is going to depend on this morning skate, how he feels. Knowing his competitive nature, they do feel from the coaching staff and from Matthew Tkachuk that they've timed this thing incredibly well. to get him back. So you're probably right, Joe. There is a really good chance he gets cleared to go tonight, but it's up, I firmly believe, to the doctors to make that call.
Billy, I love the way Paul Maurice has played his hand here over the last 3 weeks or so, or maybe even a little bit more, resting guys when he can. And if guys are banged up, they're just not playing. He's hit the one goal. He no longer cared just about winning games. They did win some games with a lot of new faces, but it was really about making sure they're healthy for this moment. I think he's done a pretty good job. What do you think?
Tremendous job. He goes back to that time that we lost the Stanley Cup to Las Vegas. We were on duct tape at the end. We were beat up, and we had to scramble into the playoffs that year just to get in, and there was no way by the end of that playoffs that we were going to be able to hold up. So this year, this team, with all the hockey that they played, they know they would like to have the highest seed possible. I'll play. He believes they can drop the puck anywhere. Alaska, it doesn't matter. Just drop it.
Right.
And they got the kind of team that can win hockey games. And health was the number one priority, and rest, and make sure that everyone's fresh, because this is one of the hardest trophies in sports to win. It's grueling. It takes a toll on your body. It's going to wear you down mentally. It's going to wear you down physically. You just went through another grind of 82 games trying to get back to into this mountaintop. You got into the playoffs. That was good enough. So everyone going in, looks like they're pretty much as close to 100% as you can be. And that's pretty much all you could want from a coaching staff and a team perspective if you're trying to get to a third straight Stanley Cup final.
So let's talk about Tampa Bay a little bit. As I threw out a couple of names, biggest concern when you play Tampa Bay is what? What's the first thing you need to stop?
It's explosive. It can open up in a hurry. All of a sudden, it can be 2-3 goals in a matter of 5-6 minutes with Kucherov point. And the addition of Jake Guentzel has been huge for this team. This is the difference, Joe, with Tampa Bay compared to last year. And this is no discredit to Steven Stamkos. He meant a lot to this organization for a long, long time. But Julian Breezeball, the GM over here, makes the tough decisions like Bill Zito does. And Stamkos walked. They brought in Jake Guentzel and signed him. And Jake Guentzel, 40 goals.
Wow.
He pushes play 5-on-5 with the puck on his stick. And their 5-on-5 numbers, even strength numbers, they were about hovering around even last year. They were plus 37 or 8 or something in that category at 5-on-5 this year. This team doesn't rely on the power play like they did before. So you have a Guentzel that can drive the offense, Kucherov point. They come at you much harder, and their power play is just as dangerous. And then so this is the highest scoring team in the league. But on the flip side of that, Andrei Vasilevsky, and they've had a couple of short summers, seems like the Andrei Vasilevsky of old. You're going to have one of the greatest battles between the pipes and Vasilevsky and Bobrovsky. It's going to come down to saves. So that's where the difference lies. They are fourth in the NHL in goal. They're the highest scoring team, Tampa Bay, and fourth in goals against.
Wow,
that is a pretty good combination, and you're going to be tested. So you're going to have to really try and grind that series as much as possible.
Hey, so give me the line if Tkachuk when he does come back, what will his line look like?
So Samuskevich has worked his way into the top six rotation. He would be there.
Great
with
story.
Bennett and Tkachuk.
Great story. Yeah.
Yeah. Great story. Then you would have Verhaeghe with Barkov and Reinhardt, and then Marchand's going to fit in with Lou Ostarinen and Lundell. And then at this moment, your fourth line, which you're going to have plenty of options on, Nico Sturm is going to be there. Evan Rodriguez, who is a playoff hero for us, is going to be down there. And then on the other side is going to be Jesper Boqvist, and that has the ability to change and tweak. And two, you're right, Samuskevich is a great story, but there's also with the rotation and knowing what Rodriguez did in the playoffs last year, that if anything kind of goes south or wrong with these kind of lines, that Paul Maurice has he's had different lines and different flexibility. So he knows there's all kinds of different options that he can use up front. And that's kind of the beauty of this group, is you can pretty much put anyone anywhere, and they're probably going to be successful with whoever they play with.
So this matchup, I mean, they play like two towns that don't like each other, and they're getting after with everything. So why is it? Like, I watch hockey, and I always go, wait until the playoffs. It's at a different speed. And I go, it's hard to imagine because every time I freaking watch a game, everybody's going 100 miles an hour. Guys don't exactly take time off. Do you notice a big difference as a former player from playoff hockey to regular season hockey?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Even the first time I played in it as a player, I was like, holy cow, this is on another level. It was just guys are going – everyone has an extra gear when they're fresh and ready to go. And you push yourself, and sometimes during the 82 games, you feel great.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't. and you just don't quite have it. Once you get into this kind of fight here for the promised land, you just feel like your skates aren't touching the ice for some games. You're floating around. You've just got so much energy. And everyone's highest level that they have, they're going to try and just tap into that. So you got everyone playing their best hockey. Everyone's hitting. Some guy will hit you in the postseason. You're like, you didn't hit it during the regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are guys will block shots for unknown reasons. And then that's when the wear and tear, it starts to build because people are doing things they just don't normally do. It is on a complete another level as far as the compete level, the intensity, the juice that goes into it, the fans being ramped up. It is a lot quicker, Joe.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, you know, people love it, the chippiness, the hard checks against the boards, and if you don't keep your head up from time to time, somebody jacks you. And then on top of that, then the fight start. You expect to see some of that, all that stuff tonight?
I do. I don't know how much we'll see from the Tampa, but our team kind of thrives in that area too. We like being we're a little bit bullish when it comes to our team. We try and push you around a little bit, try and test your limits, and it kind of frustrates the other team. So I expect this is, and what's happened in the past between those two teams,
yeah.
There's no love lost. They don't like each other. It's going to come organically, Joe.
Yeah.
It's just one of those,
it's awesome. It's
just one of those things that's just going to happen. It's there and it's in place and you will see the start after one glove in the face or those things stink, by the way. So you get one glove in the face or one little push or shove.
Yeah.
It's going to light some fuses.
Well, this is going to be fun, Billy. I just wanted to tease you to tease everything to hype it up a little bit because I think everybody's really fired up for this game one tonight and see what the Panthers are going to look like having hopefully all the boys minus Ekblad back together. And we'll have Ekblad here in a couple of games for the first game here at home. So all good news. Thank you, Billy.
Yeah. You got it, Joe. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Billy Lindsay, Panthers radio color analyst, former Panther, joining us to talk a little bit about that matchup. My God, is that thing going to be just a fun game to watch tonight, see what happens here in a best-of-seven series game one. All right, hey, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We're just getting started. Alan Poupart's going to join us. SI.com Dolphins and All Dolphins podcast does great stuff. Going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Woody has some unbelievable stuff coming up in Hollywood's headlines. If you missed, they're the only show that can get away with it. The only show. You probably know where I'm going. It has to do with basketball and Charles Barkley. You do not want to miss it. This one, a lot of us would get in big trouble. We'll have all that for you coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. Oh, boy, they have an incredible offer going on right now. I want to talk to not just people looking for a birthday gift or anniversary gift or a special gift for somebody you've been with for a long time. I've been going to Beverly's Jewelers for more than 30 years. I want to talk to people that know they're in love on a tight, tight budget right now with everything going on, but would really like to get the perfect diamond ring. I've got something for you that is fantastic from Beverly's Jewelers. You can get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. You can choose from all shapes, larger size available at similar savings. Unbelievable. But hurry, this deal's for a limited time, plus gold prices are all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Man, I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too. I've been going there, like I said, for more than 30 years. They got a beautiful showroom in Fort Lauderdale, nice and big, right there off Commercial Boulevard. Or you can go online to bevjewelers.com, get more information. But if you're interested in that diamond or even a bigger one, at the same kind of price, you got to go see it in person. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today? You got some good stuff for us,
yeah,
man. That was a lie.
We need to laugh a little bit today, Joe. We need a little bit of a laugh. So here's, let's just get it started with a little inside the NBA. Love this show here. Here's Barkley. A little mishap here.
DeAndre Hunter did not score off the Cleveland bench.
Billy Ray Bates was built like a truck. Yeah, I wonder if he's still alive. This is a fair question.
No, not on national television.
Yeah, not unless you
under your breath.
Not unless you know the answer.
I don't know the answer. Why ask?
I know.
Don't say that.
You do not need to ask a question like that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Unfortunately,
he passed away.
Thank you, Shaq. I just asked a question. I wasn't trying to be whatever.
You ever heard of asking a question in a commercial break? Possibly.
We had his name on there.
You ever heard of Koof? The word. You don't have any.
I can't even ask questions.
No,
now.
You can't ask that one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Social skills.
Oh, forgive me. Forgive me, y'all.
Oh.
So that was the night of the Heat game. This one was from last night. They found out the correct answer, whether that guy they were talking about was.
You got to play it.
Yeah, here you go.
And we welcome you back. We would like to issue a correction and an apology for something that happened last night on Inside the NBA. We were talking about Billy Ray Bates, who back in 1980 had one of the NBA's best playoff debuts coming off the bench with 29 points. In the course of our discussion, we passed on some bad information that Billy Ray Bates had passed away. While it was inadvertent, it was also inaccurate and insensitive and inexcusable. In short, we screwed up, and we apologize to Billy Ray Bates and his family.
They go to black. Oh, it's classic. Oh my God! Somebody put something in Shaq's ear. No, he's dead.
That's happened before to everyone, right? That does this. I've talked about people that
by the way,
ended up being dead, or
I've done it too with.
Yeah,
and you know it has to do with former players, former guys, and I'll go and I'll forget. I'll go, is he still alive? And they'll go, no, dude, he died like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Or, no, why? He's still alive. Because some of these guys, you know, they don't all hang around here, so you don't know. But you just can't do that on Carry On, I guess.
I
thought it was funny, though.
It was.
Especially, it had a good ending. He's still alive.
Not everything Barkley does is funny. He can kill somebody
by the way,
on the air. It doesn't
matter. Now, there's people, if that happened in other things, you'd be just getting torched. But it happens on that show, and we're all laughing like a bunch of two-year-olds.
All right, speaking of laughing, this guy, Nico Harrison.
Oh, what an ass clown.
Had his exit,
clown.
You know, interviews or whatever.
Yeah.
This guy is like, I mean,
boy, is he
Chris
clueless.
Greer, like, has nothing on this guy. This is unbelievable, some of the stuff. So I'll play you two different clips if you want to keep hearing from this guy, but this is the first one. This is pretty outrageous stuff.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level.
What?
But really,
no
the way.
Way
we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there, and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end, and so. I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick.
Did hit him with the working relationship thing.
Wow.
So apparently, like, the owner wasn't aware either how popular Luka was.
There is no way. There's no way after what he did last year.
Barkley ripped him last night, too, and said stop talking. But
Kyrie took a team to the finals. To the finals. And they were unbelievable. Hitting clutch shots. He was unbelievable the way he played in some of those games. There's no way.
This quote is outrageous. I did know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. What an outrageous thing to say.
Any first team all NBA last year?
Luka?
Yeah.
I don't know. He took the team to the finals. He's a generational talent. Like, he's.
I got to tell you, man, you're right. Sometimes these guys, he's not going to come out and rip himself, because if he's ripping himself, the owner goes, well, you're ripping yourself. I might as well get there. They're all the same. All the GMs are all going to say the same stuff and put a positive spin, or that I just got to town. I had no idea. Wow. That is a Dallas Cowboy. I didn't realize you like Lucas so much. Okay.
That alone should be a fireable offense. Like, you don't realize that he's popular with your fans?
Yeah, come on.
The guy's got, like, one of the top-selling jerseys every single year. Like, what are you talking about?
He had to be lying, right? I mean, he had to just be covering your ass.
Is that clueless? I don't...
Come on. He's covering... Sometimes you say stuff and you hope, you know, man, I hope that'll pass.
Whew. I don't think this will pass, because this, to me, is the worst trade in NBA history. It might be the worst trade in the history of sports.
Yeah.
It's very unusual to see someone of that caliber just dumped.
No, it's a rough one.
And, like, the only time you see these guys get dumped is if you know that they're not signing with you, right? They'll come out and they'll say, I am not going to stay here. We can't win here.
I got to tell you, for a young
guy, Luka wanted so badly to be there.
Luka took the high road, too,
on this guy. He did. He didn't take any shots at him.
Did not take any shots. If there's ever a time to take a shot at somebody in today's world where everybody takes shots at everybody in sports, players to coaches and coaches to ownership and ownership down, it's today, and he took the friggin' high road. God bless Luka.
You want to hear this guy get smashed by more media?
Yeah.
How personally are you handling all of this? What keeps you in front of everyone? People, the fans are upset. Almost hate, I have to say the word. How do you deal with that? How are you dealing with that? One, and then two, do you understand how they feel? I think they want to know that you feel their pain about losing Luka. What can you say to them?
Well, when you have 20,000 people in this stadium chanting "Fire Nico," you really feel it. I mean, I use the word awesome, but not in a positive way. Like, you can really feel how they feel. All right. So, yes, I feel them. How am I doing? I'm good. You know, I said this last week. God's got me covered. I have amazing family and an amazing
Go to the big man.
Group.
Always go to the big man.
But, no, I absolutely feel it. But I'm also, you know, my job is to make decisions that I feel are in the best interest of this organization, and I got to stand by the decision, and some of them are going to be unpopular, and this was clearly one that's unpopular.
I don't know what else he could say at this point.
That woman was – she so badly didn't want to use the word hate, but she goes, I have to do it.
He threw the big man in there.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you throw the big man in, everybody backs off a little bit.
What do you say, God's got me covered?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's going to hell for making that trade, if I may say so myself.
No. You don't get a say.
No?
You don't get a say. You don't get a say in who's going down and who's going up the elevator and who's going down. I got a pretty good idea where I'm headed, and it's not a good place right now. So
you're all right, man.
No, I'm really not.
You're a little off on this Dolphin thing, the draft, but you're all right.
Well, that's, by the way, a bad take on a draft pick doesn't put you. The big man's not worried about that.
I gotta tell you, I truly feel for that fan base. I mean, that's brutal. This is like the Heat trading Dwayne Wade in his prime for, like, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Davis is essentially nothing.
Poor guy. And he got here and he's just been hurt. Mm. All right. Yeah, man. Well.
All right. A couple more for you here, Joe. Just a couple of memorabilia items, if you don't mind. We haven't done any of that this week.
No, you must be going through withdrawals.
I am. We had an Alexander Ovechkin rookie patch card that sold for a record $381,000.
Everything.
That happens to be the third highest price ever paid for a public sale of a hockey card.
Wow. Man. Crazy.
Any idea what the most expensive hockey card ever is?
Wayne Gretzky something.
You got it. Yeah, a 79-80 Opeachy Wayne Gretzky. That is the rookie card. A PSA 10. I don't know what the population is.
I like Wayne Gretzky a lot. I mean, Wayne Gretzky's got so much class. I really do.
He is a good dude.
Comes across and he's got numbers really nobody's ever going to touch. I mean, you got the goals. Yeah. You ain't getting the points.
I mean, honestly, man, aren't hockey guys in general like the most approachable and easygoing athletes that we have?
I don't like to do that.
I know you don't like to do that because you have friends in all the sports. But.
No. I knew you were going to say that. I got guys I like and I got guys
but
I'm
not crazy
about.
But hockey guys are the
about.
Most down to earth if you had to pick.
Some guys,
right?
Yes. But some guys are introverts and like to be left alone, man. Some guys don't like, you know, I'm at an age where some people, it's not just me, it's like, you know, man, I got nothing in common with you to talk to you about anything.
Yeah, but you've had altercations with players of every sport except for hockey, right? Did you ever get into a fight with a hockey player?
What'd I have? I had something happen with a coach, yes.
Oh, a coach, but not a player.
No.
You fought with players of every other sport, though.
I've had disagreements.
In your media career.
Well, you're going to have different. Hey, listen, man, when you do this for a living, when you decide you want to do this and this is what you're going to do, not everybody's going to like you, and it's okay. Hmm. I just don't pay attention to all the social media stuff. I like calling you an ass clown, but don't call me one. All right.
That stuff from that GM is incredible.
Yeah, that was great stuff, man. Hey, we got Alan Poupart, SI.com. Dolphins and All Dolphins podcast. Really, really good at stuff he does. Not to mention, he's one of my tennis partners. I'm very open, and he's got that left-handed friggin' serve.
Is he the top-ranked player at your
yes,
club?
Yes, he's just.
Does he play pickleball?
No, he's all
straight tennis.
Matter of fact, I don't think he likes pickleball players except the ones that follow him on his podcast. The only ones he likes.
Have they talked about the expansion of the pickleball complex into
you
the
know
tennis
what's funny?
Area?
I think they have talked about it, and yeah. I should have lied to you, but I don't want to lie to you. I think they have talked about adding more jerky.
Get the bulldozers out.
Not going to affect tennis.
Get rid of the clay. We don't play on clay. Get rid of all the clay courts.
Hey, when your ass gets a little older and those knees of yours start hurting a little bit, you'll appreciate and love clay. I promise you.
Texas said, hey, Joe, God's got you covered. Just like Nico.
The big man, I haven't had anybody. And I walked out of church the other day. I didn't hear Father Ed going, the big man's got you covered. Go to your car now. He didn't say that to me. He never said that. Hey, I tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic has got some good news for everybody out there. ED and low T men can be taken care of and knocked out quickly. And if you're dealing with it, and sooner or later, every man deals with it. I'm lucky to tell you it happened to me in my 60s, although it was really bad until I got took care of it thanks to Atlantic Men's Clinic. But it happens to guys in their early 40s, 50s, 60s. Happens to everybody out there, but the good news is Atlantic Men's Clinic will take care of it. This is what they do. They do it the right way, the professional way. They police your program, and you're going to get great results. And that's all you really care about, and quickly. That's a question I get all the time. You'll get your T, your PSA test. You'll meet with their professionals. You have a heart-to-heart about everything you're going through, so they have an idea, and they're going to put you on a program that's perfect for you to turn back the clock, in some cases, 15, 20, 25 years. You're going, wow. I have not felt and had this much energy in a long time. I'm walking. I'm working out like I used to. I'm doing that again, and my sex drive is back. It was so bad I was sleeping in another bedroom, Joe Rose. Well, listen, you don't have to go through all that stuff, man. I got to tell you, when you do have full-blown low T and ED, it messes with you, man. It messes with you in a big way. It is. You almost dread weekends, and she goes, honey, you coming to bed? You're going to... I got to finish watching this movie till 3 in the morning. Hey, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. You get all the testing stuff. You get all the results. You go through everything. Set up that first appointment. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. I go to the Plantation one, 877-455-7300. We, by the way, got an office coming to Hollywood here real soon. 877-455-7300. The first appointment, the most important one, you go down there, you push yourself to go in there, you meet with them, and you walk out, and you feel so good about your decision. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It works.